I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And on today's episode, we're going to be looking at giving and getting directions. Now, I'm sure this is something that you have previously studied, but it's really important to look back at things you have done in the past and also to make sure that you are doing it correctly. And there might be a few common mistakes that you are making or things that are just really important that you know are the correct way of saying things. So first of all, I wanted to point out some of the key differences between American and British English when it comes to things like giving directions, examples of different words we use. For example, the word motorway is British and highway is American. In Britain, we say petrol station. In America, they say gas station. Pavement, which is the part of the road, which is for the pedestrians, that's called pavement, where you walk on the pavement. And in America, it's called the sidewalk. In Britain, it's a roundabout, where you have to go round that circle in your car and take an exit. In America, it's called, a traffic circle. And finally, a car park is British. In America, they say a parking lot. So there are some of the differences, and that could be useful if you are giving directions or getting directions. It depends where you are, Britain or the USA. Okay, next, we're going to be looking at some important prepositions that we use for directions. So I have five prepositions for you, and I'll explain what the preposition means, and then I'll give you an example. So first of all, across. Across. A-C-R-O-S-S. For example, to walk across the road. And this means from one side to the other side of something. Across the road. Next, through. Through. And this in many ways is similar to across, but it's more for when you have a large space like a park and you go from one end of that park to the other end. You walk through the park. Next, along. And the word along means to follow a specified route which takes you somewhere. So we might walk along the path or along the coastline. The next preposition, between. So there is one thing on one side and another thing on the other side. And between means in the middle of those two things. For example, the bank is between the supermarket and the library. And the final preposition is opposite. Opposite means when something is the other side of, for example, the road. When there is something in between and the object or the place is on the other side. It is opposite, directly opposite. For example, the cinema is opposite the school. Now I'm going to take you through some important phrases. Again, I'm sure you have learnt a few of these, but it's important to make sure you're using them correctly. So imagine you're in the car and you want directions to go somewhere. Maybe someone would say to you, turn left or take a left at the traffic lights, for example, or turn right or take a right. So make sure you're using the correct verbs here. You could say turn left, take a left. You could say go left as well. if you don't want to go left or right, you want to go straight on or possibly straight ahead. If you want to be specific about when you turn left, and let's say there's a few roads in front of us, there's a few left turns you can make, well then you would say take the second or take the third left or the third right. And then I mentioned earlier about the roundabout or traffic circle. With this, you take the first or second exit at the roundabout. Often when I'm in my car, I have the satellite navigation on and the voice says to me, at the roundabout, take the third exit. And the next phrase is an important one. Again, very simple but important. Keep going. You would use this phrase, keep going until you, for example, see the church and then turn left. Basically, it just means continue. You can say that too. Continue until you reach the church. But it's very common to hear, keep going until. And also, go past. Go past the school, go past the library, and then you will see the university. So, quite a few expressions to remember when giving or getting directions. And finally, I've got a really common mistake that I want to talk to you about. And that is when somebody says, how long does it take? Or how far is it to the school, for example? Many people wrongly say 10 minutes far or 10 miles far. Far is not the correct word. We want to use the word away. For example, 10 minutes away. If you're on the phone to someone and they say, where are you? And they're expecting you, then you could say, oh, I'm just 5 minutes away. So we do not use the word far when we give the answer. We say away, 10 minutes away, 30 miles away, whatever it might be. Make sure you use the correct word, and that is away. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast, all about giving and getting directions. I hope you found it useful. If you have any ideas for future podcasts, then please send me an email. I really like hearing from you. You can find all my details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.